following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko on AM 1230 WYTS. This week's show brought to you by Henry Schein Dental. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kavitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Thanks for joining me this morning. This week's show is actually brought to you by Patterson Dental, and I'd like to thank Patterson so much for coming on board and doing that. We have a very interesting show for you today. With us on the phone here soon is Dr. Tom Romer. He goes by Dr. Tom, and he is what people know as the truck stop dentist. Dr. Romer has his dental practice at the Iowa 80 truck stop, Iowa 80 Interstate Truck Stop, which is the largest truck stop in the nation, and that is where he practices dentistry, and it's his sole practice. Now, before we get to Dr. Romer, I'd like to give out a few announcements, as you know. One of the things, I just want to say that I'm really sad that the Cavs lost their Eastern Conference Series against the Orlando Magic. I was really, really pulling for the Cavs. Would have been great to see Cleveland in the finals. Also, the PGA is in town for the Memorial Tournament, and I'm working on trying to set up an interview with a PGA official for next week's show so that we can talk about the kinds of dental things, dental challenges that face these golfers as they travel from city to city. What kind of arrangements have been made for them when they travel. And I think that would be very interesting. I also want to make sure people are aware that we are having a golf outing. It's the third annual Kavitko Classic. Classic spelled with a K because Kavitko is spelled with a K. It's August 15th at Broadview Golf Course in Pataskala. Takes place at noon. Probably have you come a little bit earlier. I want to thank C.O. Bigelow for donating two separate spa packages as gifts, and we're also taking donations and other contributions from local businesses to help us with the golf outing. The golf outing is to raise money for the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association. I guess it's the it's the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio would be more correct. And we do that in the name of one of our patients, Libby Turner, who happens to be an individual with Down Syndrome. And we do that to support her and so that we can provide a check or present a check in the fall at the Buddy Walk in Libby's name from our team, which we call Libby's Tooth Buds. If anyone is interested in helping donate prizes or contribute to that effort, please call Kelly or Judy at my office, the number 614-262-9588. And please do so by July 15th. I'll be happy to mention your name on the air as a thank you for helping us put this all together and generate a lot of money for the Down Syndrome Association. Also, one more thing. Anyone interested in purchasing my upcoming book called Dentistry for Kids, What Every Parent Should Know, can also call the office at 262-9588. And Judy or whoever answers the phone will be happy to put your name down on a list. Now, I would like to give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And today's question is, according to an ADA survey, what percent of dentists have terminated an employee? All right, very simple. How many dentists have actually terminated an employee? And we take your guesses at 821-1230. And you can also send us an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. Remember, our phone number is 821-1230. And before we go to our guest, before we go to Dr. Tom, she'll probably call back. We had a woman with a question, and maybe she'll call back, or maybe she'll have a new question once we start talking to Dr. Romer. Let me introduce Dr. Romer, Dr. Tom Romer, and it's a very interesting story. First of all, Dr. Romer is married to Amy, and they have four children. Michael, Lauren, Sammy, and Christopher, ages 12, 8, 6, and 2. And I have four children as well, and I remember when they were 2, 4, 6, and 8, or 4, 6, 8, and 10. I think that was such a great age, and I remember those days well. And so it looks like Dr. Romer's about that point in his life, as I was back then. Dr. Romer graduated from the University of Iowa for his undergraduate work. And there he competed for the Iowa Hawkeye swim team. And he was there on a full-ride scholarship, which is pretty cool. Graduated from the University of Iowa Dental School in 1988, and he opened a private practice in Davenport, Iowa, the same year. He opened Interstate Dental Office in a truck stop October of 93. His office is actually located within the largest facility located up on the third floor next to the barbershop and across from the chiropractor. He worked part-time at the truck stop for 10 years, working on Tuesdays, Thursday afternoons, and Saturday mornings. But then in January of 2003, he sold his practice in Davenport to work full-time at the truck stop. He's been working full-time there for the last 6 years. And I'm pretty sure Dr. Romer is the only dentist in the country who works full-time at a truck stop. Dr. Romer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Kavitko.
I think this is so cool. I was so excited to have you on the show, and as you might remember from an email of mine, I'm intrigued by this. Can you tell us why you... well, first of all, how did you come to even start working at the truck stop? I know you had your practice in Davenport, and so did you get a call? Was it your idea? How did you say, you know what, I think 3 days a week I'm going to go work at a truck stop?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and a lot of the drivers actually ask me how I ended up out there. I used to have the largest display ad in the Yellow Page ad in our local area, and a lot of the drivers were in such dire straits that they would pick up the phone book at the truck stop, and then they would call the first dental office listed just because of the display ad. So after my secretary would ask, you know, where they were calling from and how they found out about our office, we had numerous calls over the first couple of years saying, well, I'm calling from the Iowa 80 truck stop.
Okay. So then you thought, okay, they're coming to you that way anyway. Maybe you should look into providing a little facility, maybe a one chair or something just to do it there? Or they didn't already have this there, did they?
No, that's correct. I actually, unfortunately, took the workout room for the truck drivers, which they probably should have left or given them another space. But that space actually ended up being my dental office. And not knowing what the patient load was going to be, I did sign a lease for 3 months, going to give it a shot and see if it would work. And here it is 16 years later, full-time out at the truck stop now, after a three-month lease that we started back in 1993.
Wow. You know, I have some rental property. I'd love for people to sign a three-month lease and stay 16 years.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, but I also need to go back. You said you took away the workout room. Does that mean all those bear bellies we see on these truck drivers, that's your fault?
Yeah, that's where I feel kind of bad, because they really do need to work out. It's interesting. Some of the larger truck stops around the country actually have a shuttle that take the guys from their truck to the facility itself, which they probably should walk. But I'm interested in their dental health. I hope they keep up on their other health issues, but at least we can try to help them with the dentistry part of it.
Okay, so they have a shuttle. This must be a huge truck stop if you require a shuttle to get to you from wherever they've parked their truck, but that's what they do?
Yeah, well, in our facility they actually don't, but in some of the other larger truck stops in the country, I understand that they do. You know, it's another thing to help the drivers and really give them some accommodations besides all the other stuff that's within the truck stop at our place.
So basically it's better service?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, so you sold your practice in Davenport, which means you had a good number of patients. Do any of those people now still come to you, even though you've... How are we 2 miles away from the old office, or how far is it? And if so...
That's a good question. It's about 15 miles from my old practice. And it's really... Walcott is essentially... The truck stop is the city of Walcott. Not that Walcott doesn't have a city, but they probably employ more people at the truck stop than the city itself actually has. So being a 15-mile ride, I do have some of my old patients, but it is kind of a trek for the regular patient to try to come out for any kind of maintenance schedule. So I did lose, and which is good for the young couple that bought my practice. You know, they don't want to lose too many patients to the old dentist that actually sold his practice. So it worked out well for both.
Okay, so a few have made the trip, but most of them stayed at the old office, and people that bought your practice are taking care of them.
That's correct.
Okay. And the hours, because it seems like this could be a 24-hour adventure. What are your hours?
Yeah, we open up at 9 a.m., and closing time varies. Just kind of depends on the week. In the summer, my wife and I like to golf, so we try to get out of there early in the afternoon in the summer days. But we do even work Saturday mornings, and I have a couple ladies that work for me at the front desk, so even if I don't go out, I have them go out before me. Since it is strictly a walk-in clinic, it works out pretty well sometimes that I don't actually have to go right out. So even though we are available 6 days a week with the office door open, I am actually available 24 hours a day with an emergency number on the door.
Oh, okay. So the office can be closed. A trucker who comes in, has a toothache, lets somebody know, I guess they actually have the person that answers the phone when you want to fill up and asks your truck number and the credit card information. They could say to them, I've got this toothache, and they could be directed to your door, even though it might be closed, and there's a number in there that they could call.
Yes, yeah. I am accessible, and since most of my patients are over-the-road truck drivers, all my phone calls actually go towards my cell phone. So if I see a area code that's not local, then I know it most likely that it's a truck driver that's trying to get a hold of me.
Okay. And the best way to reach you, because there's probably some truckers driving through Central Ohio right now listening, the best way to reach you then is to call that number. Do you want to give us that number and maybe they can jot it down?
Absolutely. My office phone number is actually 563-284-6161. And then the truck stop number itself, they can actually help them too if they ever need. The Iowa 80 truck stop number is actually 563-284-6961.
So 6961.
Yep, 6161 or 6961. Either one of those two will get to you.
Even I can remember that.
that's a nice thing, too.
So you just got lucky in getting a number that was similar, or did you actually request that?
No, it was actually lucky, but unfortunately I do get some of the calls for the truck stop itself, so we politely send them on their way to the right number.
So. Oh, I see. Okay, so it works both ways, huh?
Right.
You have to take the bad with the good, apparently.
Yeah, and I don't complain because, you know, if they happen to call us inadvertently, maybe there is some kind of dental issue they need some help with, too. So,
now, I won't say that I got my wife hooked on golf, although she actually does come with me now. So we go golfing a bit as well. She's figured out a way to always beat me.
Has she?
Yeah.
And how is that?
She just plays a few of the holes.
That's probably a good idea. That's the way my wife used to start. Now she plays them all, so she's pretty competitive.
Oh, is he? So it's like, I think I've already had too many strokes. I'll just not play this hole. And
yeah, that's the way she started, and I've actually got her. She really enjoys the sport, and you know, unfortunately, like you said, with the little ones, we don't get a lot of time, but we do actually try to get out as much as we can.
But it is a great age, and I know the 12-year-olds may be starting to outgrow this. But when I said 4, 6, 8, and 10, that, if I remember right, was my most favorite time for the children, and the reason is. If we decided to go to a movie or we decided to go to McDonald's, we just put them all in the car and we went.
Yep.
They get to a certain age where it's, I don't want to see that movie. I don't want McDonald's. I want Wendy's. Or I want, you know, Burger King. Or I want... It always became an argument. Are you there yet?
Oh, we're getting close. We have the two girls that are in the middle seem to be trying to go in their own direction at their 6 and 8 year old age. But the 12-year-old's actually the easiest one to get along. But we got boys on the bookends, the oldest one and the youngest one, so we're doing well. Mom thought she wanted more kids, but I think fortunately now she thought 4 was a good stopping number. So.
Well, let me just put it this way. From a lot of parents that I've spoken to, enjoy your 12-year-old for another few months, because pretty soon they're going to be a challenge.
Yeah, he just turned 12, so we've got a little more time to go. So.
Well, Dr. Roman, I guess you prefer Dr. Tom, correct?
Yeah, my drivers, I only expect them to remember my first name. I would love to have them remember my last name, but Dr. Tom works well.
Okay, I got it. Okay, that's just like the 6161, they can remember
yes,
Dr. Tom.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, can you hang with us?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, because we have to go to a break, and some other things that we want to talk about. I have several questions for you, and if listeners have questions for Dr. Romer, it's 614-821-1230. You can send us an email to dentallyspeaking on AM1230@yahoo.com. Too many dentally speakings and this and that. Anyway, we'll be right back after the break. Thanks so much for listening, and stick with us.
So hear me when I'm saying, smiling.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Dr. Tom Romer, who is known as the Truck Stop Dentist. His dental practice is exclusively at the Iowa 80 Truck Stop, which is the largest truck stop in the nation. And it's a very interesting concept, very intriguing to me, and we have lots of questions for him. I understand Cindy did call back. Cindy, you're on the phone with Dr. Kvitko. What's your question for me or Dr. Romer?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, try to make it quick. I'll be 48 this year. I had my front teeth as well as side tooth pulled when I was 16.
Yes.
In the early 90s, I decided I wanted implants put in.
Okay.
Now, when I went in, they had to do bone grafting from my chin, and somehow it got infected. They had to do another bone grafting. They put too much in, and I finally gave up after I lost count of how many times I had to go in. They had to cut my gums and stretch them over the bone. So I just, my mouth basically looks like a lawnmower has been through it. Their bone still chips come out now, and it's been this many, you know, what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And I was kind of hoping that you'd be able to tell me there might be some hope for it, because I've pretty much given up.
Yeah, actually, and Dr. Romer, feel free to add any information that you may have to Cindy's question, but I'll start with mine, and then if you have anything to add, let me know here in a sec. Cindy, let me tell you that the bone grafting techniques have vastly, vastly improved in the last 10 or 15 years. And I mean, it's a big, big difference. There are so many more products available. There are products that are that we can purchase rather than having to use someone's own bone. We have particle bone. We have block bone. There are procedures take a rib, for example, a portion of a person's hip to put bone in their mouth. And now there are products, or now we understand there are products needed in bone grafting, such as a collagen matrix, because what would happen would be is the soft tissue would heal too fast before the bone could heal, and you would get resorption. And now we know that if we put a collagen membrane there, we can give the bone the time that it needs to heal. And so I'm going to see if Dr. Romer has anything to add, but what I'm going to do is when we finish your answer, I'm going to ask you to give my producer your phone number or any information, email address, whatever you're willing to share, and I will either call you or send you information on where I think you should go to have your mouth evaluated, because I'd be almost 100% certain that it can be corrected, that you can have the bone, first of all, smooth and made healthy again. It won't look like a lawnmower ran over it, as well as having implants placed, which is what you went for to begin with. In the front by your chin area, that building your chin up probably had nothing to do with making bone for implants, because in the front, even people with little bone usually have room for at least a 9mm implant without a chin implant. I'm wondering if that had something to do with your profile with cosmetics. But yeah, please, you know, when I say goodbye or when we think your answer is complete, hang on the line. My producer will pick up and get that info. Dr. Romer, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, the only thing I would say is, you know, I hate to see you be disappointed with any kind of success or failure rate, but for sure to, you know, seek another consultation, too, if she's disappointed with the previous work, and just make sure she looks for every avenue to try to correct her situation, for sure.
Yeah, so basically what he's saying, Cindy, is get another opinion, which is what I'm going to help you with. Don't give up. And before I let you go, do you have a guess for a question of the day? Do you remember what the question of the day was?
I'm sorry, I was running around chasing my dog's holding the phone. I'm just listening.
Okay, well, I'll ask it again so that way people listening will know what it was. The question is, according to an ADA survey, what percent of dentists have terminated an employee? It's a very simple question. It's all guessing anyway, so what would your guess be?
Maybe, I want to say about 30, 40%.
30 or 40%. Okay, we're going to mark down Cindy for 30 or 40%. So, Cindy, the answer is, and no pun intended, keep your chin up. And hang on. My producer, Tom, will get your information, and I'll be back in touch with you probably even later today to help you find the help you need, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the call. All right, and as you know, you can call and ask questions. It is 821-1230. Or send an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. Got that right this time, didn't I? So now, back to Dr. Romer. And, okay, now, Dr. Romer, the question then kind of begs itself. Do you charge extra for emergency visits? Because it almost sounds like all of your visits are emergency.
Only if it's after hours, into the hours, you know, like at dinner time or something. But I also make sure I let everybody know that, you know, I'm accessible 6 days a week. So if it happens to be on the seventh day or after hours, I will charge another fee for that. But I truly want them to know that, you know, if they can hang on until the next day or at least for the regular office hours, it definitely saves them a little money.
Okay. So is it a vastly higher charge or just?
It really just depends. You know, if it's a holiday hour or something like the Memorial Day weekend where we were busy with family functions and stuff, it does get a little more expensive going because if they're going to take me away from some of my family time, I'm already working the 6 days a week. It tends to be a little more, but I try to be fair and understand that everybody works hard for a living, that I don't want to take too much of the disposable income if we don't have to.
Right. So you feel like you're doing them a favor, asking them to just wait till the next day if they can.
Yeah, and normally when I present them with two different fees, most people wait for the next day because they understand the fee. And then I also live 30 miles away from my office itself, so it's 30 miles out, 30 miles back for me.
Yeah, that's a good distance. I actually was considering hiring an associate who was going to live about that far away. And I have to tell you that I didn't consider that individual because I was pretty sure all the emergencies would have fallen on me.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, and only when the gas prices get up to $4.50 a gallon, then it makes a pretty big difference, too. But as long as they stay down, it's really more your time versus anything.
Right. Now, where would these people go if they have an emergency toothache and you weren't available? What other options are available to people in dental pain?
That's a good question. If I am, let's say that I am on vacation, I actually do try to leave some information, and I use my old office that I sold as a contact or a point of reference for them so that if they really were in that much discomfort or in need of dental treatment, that we do try to at least get them a phone number of a local dentist by my old office. But even then, with them being in a large vehicle or the truck, it's still difficult for them to try to get to any office that's not located in the truck stop facility.
Yeah, I came one morning very early to see a trucker. My office is nowhere near a truck stop. Mm-hmm. It's in kind of a central city area, and his truck was parked alongside of my building. It was a little bit surprising to me. I guess I didn't realize he'd have the trailer with him as well. But, yeah, this truck and trailer kind of took up the whole side of my office. And he was out there waiting for me. He saw the lights come on. He came out of his truck and came in.
Right. And then that was the one thing that was nice about my old office, too. We were actually across the street from a park that had a big gravel parking lot. So I could at least try to direct them to that parking lot at that time. But they still don't like to be turning around or backing up. It's nice if they can just kind of pull in and pull out without a lot of maneuvering and a lot of parked cars or anything.
Yeah, and this worked well for my office as well, because I wasn't open yet, and so there were all kinds of plenty of room for him to pull up, stop, and then pull right back out. He didn't have to back in or
but
turn around.
I helped out one of my patients, doctor. That was nice.
That's right. So you consider all truckers your patients, don't you?
They might consider me their dentist, whether they see me or not, just because of the availability. But yeah, it's nice. They're you know, you don't like to categorize a group of people, but in general, most of the drivers have been very nice to me, and they're very appreciative of my services that I provide. So I kind of look at the truck driving world pretty much as my patient pool. It'd be nice if they would all stop in, but I'll take what I can get.
Okay. Well, I have a story to tell you about a couple truckers that I treated for several years, but I do see that it's time to go to another commercial break. So I'm going to hold my story till we come back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as Everything You Have Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Today we're speaking with Dr. Tom Romer, who practices at Interstate Dental. It is at the Iowa 80 truck stop. And it's a gentleman who, that's his only place of business, is at a truck stop. I do want to give out a couple more guesses to our question of the day, which is what percent of dentists have terminated an employee? You might remember Cindy called in a guess of 30%. And Brad called in 100%, which kind of makes sense because you kind of figure at some point everybody's going to fire somebody, but that's not correct. Jennifer has emailed us a guess of 60%. None of those are correct, but keep your guesses coming, please. And Dr. Omer, while we were at the break, I thought of something, and I don't know. We've all heard of the story of Bernie Madoff, the gentleman that the Ponzi scheme, you know, and he basically made off with everybody's money. And I thought it was so ironic that his name was Madoff.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
Well, your name is Romer. So people who roam the country come to Dr. Tom.
That's pretty good, Doc. That's good, yeah.
And by the way, because truckers are your primary source of patients, and maybe somebody wasn't listening a little bit ago, go ahead and give out your phone numbers again. I know the last four digits because they're very memorable, but go ahead and give all of them, if you will, please.
Yeah, it's area code 563-284-6161 for my office, and then the truck stop itself is actually 284-6961.
Okay, so 563-284-6161 is you.
Correct.
And 563-284-6169 is the truck stop.
Or 6961.
6961.
Yes.
I messed it up.
That's okay. 6961.
At least I didn't make...
Throw a 61 in there, I think we've got it made.
At least I didn't make off with your money, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll give that again. I apologize for getting that wrong. But
no, that's fine.
And that is the primary way you want people to reach you. Obviously, Iowa 80 is halfway between the east and west coast, correct?
Correct.
Which is what made it a perfect spot for a truck stop. And my understanding is it's about four times the size of a regular truck stop.
Yeah, it's a very large facility. I think when I sent you my email, I said they actually, for the drivers themselves, they have a 100-seat sloped movie theater. They have, a 45,000-square-foot chrome shop where the drivers can actually purchase stuff for their trucks. And then, as you stated earlier, there's a chiropractor that's just been in there within the last 6 to 9 months. And then we do have a barber that's actually across the hallway. So, there are a lot of things for the drivers to actually either entertain themselves with or use the services available for them.
And I happen to have a 38-foot diesel motorhome, and I know that, you know, we have side saddle tanks just like the trucker, so I do actually visit several truck stops, and I know the tank sizes vary. But am I right, could somebody come to Iowa 80, the trucker, fill up, drive either to L.A. or, let's say, the West Coast and back to Iowa 80 and never have to stop for fuel?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that should be your next trivia question for all your listeners. I don't actually know that answer.
Okay.
I know when they fill up, I know it's a ton of money. The numbers that they tell us when they actually do fill up, especially if the fuel prices get up there, I know it's a lot of money.
Yeah. And I was thinking they could do the same heading to the East Coast, say New York City. They could stop at the Iowa 80, drive to New York City, drop off their load, pick up another load, drive back to Iowa 80. They might, I guess what I'm getting at is there might be several truckers who basically call that home.
Yeah, well, it, depending on the route, that's a good point. They, if they are running Interstate 80 a lot, that would probably be true. And that's one of the problems that I have with a lot of my patients is that they say they do not know when they're going to be coming by the interstate office just because sometimes their route does vary, and they'll stay to the south, or they just won't pass by the interstate 80 facility.
Oh, I see. Okay. They might be on I-70, for example, instead of 80,
right.
a little bit further south.
Correct. So if I have a procedure that's going to take two or three different visits, it's a tough call for my patient just because the time in between the appointments might be extended a little further than they want.
I see. All right, now, I said I was going to tell you a story, and I realize now that I'm up against another commercial break. I mean, the commercials pay the bills, of course, and I'm very appreciative of Patterson Dental for sponsoring this show. And I want to talk to you about Patterson Dental a little bit when we return, but we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a little bit about you and Patterson Dental, and also the story that I have about a couple truckers. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Smile a little smile for me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today we have as a guest on the phone Dr. Tom Romer. Dr. Tom, as he's known to most of his patients who are truckers, because Dr. Romer, Dr. Tom's practice is at the Iowa 80 truck stop. And the office number for Dr. Romer, Dr. Tom, is 563-284-6161. If you can't remember that, call the truck stop in general. Their number is 563-284-6961. Wanted to clarify that because I kind of messed it up earlier. Now, Dr. Romer, my story. Well, first of all, do you buy supplies from Patterson Dental?
Yes, I do.
Good. Happy to hear that. They're good people, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are good people.
No, really. They've been really good to me, and I love my rep. And speaking to one of the regional managers, they feel like their reps are their primary marketing tool. And I imagine you don't do your own ordering, but the person that does order, I'm assuming, has a good relationship with their Patterson rep?
Yeah, we've actually had the same rep now for, I think, at least 16 years. So we've been with those guys for quite a while.
Wow, that's good. That's good to know. And as I said, they've been good to me both at my practice and now by sponsoring, partially sponsoring this show. So I was pretty sure that you were a customer. I didn't ask you before we went on the air, though, so I was kind of taking a chance, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. And it was interesting, too, because your show actually gave credit to the other company. I did that and gave it to Patterson.
Yeah. Now, my story. I used to have, and I say used to because I haven't seen them in a while, a couple women truck drivers who would come through town and they would call us. We don't work very many Saturdays. They'd call ahead and they'd say, hey, we're coming through Columbus on September, whatever. They'd pick a weekend. Is there any chance you could make that one of your Saturdays? And we would do our best to accommodate them. And honestly, I was kind of flattered because I'm thinking as truck drivers who drive the nation, they could go to any dentist they wanted in the country. And they were choosing to come to me. And so we would do our best to accommodate them and we'd take care of them. And it was regular care. It would be a cleaning. It would be exam, x-ray, whatever they needed if they chipped a tooth. But I haven't seen them in a while, and I'm wondering if it's because they've discovered you. Now, I'm not going to give you their names, but it makes me think that you are definitely filling a void out there that exists, and it's kind of like groundbreaking. I don't know. I know you've been doing it forever, but to me it still sounds like it's groundbreaking stuff.
Your scenario is exactly what I hear a lot of. If you were one of the dentists that wouldn't be able to accommodate them on a Saturday, they would then, you know, tell me exactly that they just can't get back to their dentist and they can't hold an appointment. So pretty much by default, they'll stop by my office. And, you know, and then I do hope that they do return to the regular dentist if they can, but a lot of the times their schedules just don't permit it. So it is something that's out of necessity and really just because they are not a regular patient, when they cannot hold a regular scheduled appointment, it does work out better for me at my office.
Now, what percent of your patients would you say are in some kind of pain or something that you see?
Yeah, I would say majority of them, at least 80 to 90% of them come in some kind of discomfort for sure.
And one of the reasons I do this show is to reach people who aren't seeing a dentist on a regular basis. And would you say that's your primary practice? These people, they've put things off for one reason or another?
Oh, definitely. You know, and even if it's not by choice, because the drivers are pretty much run by their dispatch or their company, they end up not seeing their regular dentist or their family physician just because their company or their job won't allow it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I know. I had one trucker. I still do have some truckers as patients, and they were telling me, they said, they gave this story. They said, you know, I can't just take a half day off. If I take a half day off to come to the dentist, I've lost an entire run. And they gave me their schedule, and it would be something like on Monday they would drive from, it was her and her husband, they would drive from Columbus to New York and back. And then on Tuesday it might be down to, I'm going to say somewhere south, I can't remember exactly, but we'll say Alabama. And every day was a repeating pattern, but every day was covered, meaning they were working. And to take time out of their day to come to the dentist meant they would miss that entire, say, New York trip, which as you know is their bread and butter.
Oh yeah, and that's one point I do stress to them too. You know, when they're kind of wavering on deciding if they can actually continue with me, you tell them that it's one of those situations where, you know, they do not have to take off work and they can continue working, so it works out well for them when it's in my situation.
Do you accept insurance, dental insurance?
Yes, we do, actually. That's a great question. We didn't for quite a few years, but with the economy the way it is, it does help every little bit, and so we did actually add the insurance probably a couple years ago, which has actually expanded my patient load, because a lot of the times the drivers would not stay for any treatment without me accepting some kind of insurance payment. So, yeah, we do actually accept insurance now.
Is it something where you're on a particular list, or if they happen to have insurance, you'll accept it as partial payment and they pay the difference? You're not... Are you on any of these predetermined listed plans, or do you just pretty much say...
No, we're not on any actual, except for, I think, the state of Iowa with the Delta Dental. I think that's the one preferred program that we're actually on. But as in, for most of the drivers, you know, they're not normally from Iowa. So the insurance is normally, like you said, a partial payment. And they agree if we anticipate any payment that might, we will ask them for the additional copay if we can. And so it's kind of a guessing game, of course, and you know as well as I do, the insurance doesn't always cover what they say, but as long as we get pretty close, then we're okay with that number.
Did you say doesn't always, or did you mean never?
Yeah, that might be a little closer, but I'm not so, I figure, you know, it costs, what, $5 to $10 to bill them, so as long as I'm within the range, we try to stay away from any extra billing if we can.
I see. Okay. Now, you know, I have this list of questions both created by me and by my staff, and I'm not even scratching the surface. So, and we have to go to another break. So I want to ask you, is there a chance we can have you back on the show another time?
Oh, I'd love to, Doctor. I appreciate the opportunity, especially, like you said, if it can help any some need of dental treatment and they are on the way by, I would love to get back on the phone and talk to you and your listeners. That would be just fine with me.
Okay. Well, after we go off the air, please hang on the line and my producer will pick up the phone and if we lose you, we'll call you back. But on that other number you gave us, because I definitely want to have you back, because I have to go to another commercial.
And I want to say one last thing. I feel bad for you and your Cleveland Cavaliers. I know that's probably, you're in mourning right now, so I appreciate the interview and the upbeat this morning. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, thanks so much. We definitely are in mourning. I know I am, and maybe next year, but...
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to give the answer to our question of the day and a few parting comments or questions for Dr. Tom Romer. So stick with us. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
You're always in my heart, from early in the morning till it's dark. I gotta see your sweet, sweet smile every day.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Before I forget, let me let everyone know that the podcasts of this show are available in one of two ways. You can either go to iTunes, search Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking under the podcast section, or you can go to www.am1230wyts.com and click on or hold your mouse over the on-air button. A list of names pops up. Mine's down at the bottom. Click on Dr. Kvitko. Takes you to my page, and right there in the middle in blueprint, it says, click here for podcasting, so you can listen to this show or any others that we've done. Or download them to your iPod and listen to them while you're driving. So you truckers out there that are driving through, want to hear this show, download them to your iPod, and you'll be able to learn a lot more about dentistry, maybe enlighten you a little bit more about the kind of care that's available. And that way you can get to Dr. Tom. All you roamers out there, go to Dr. Tom Romer at the Iowa 80 truck stop. Also, you can also go to dentallyspeaking.com, which will give you information about upcoming shows and more information about this show. All right, the answer to today's question of the day, which was, according to an ADA survey, what percent of dentists have terminated an employee? And a couple more guesses came in, one from Natalie. Natalie guessing 50%. There's always a smart aleck in the group. People guess 50%, figuring they got 50% chance of being right, I guess. James guessed 90%. That's a lot closer. 75% from Howard. And Marcy guessed 80%. And Marcy, I'm going to say you're the winner, because the answer is actually 79%, which is awful close. And that means 4 out of 5 dentists have terminated an employee. Kind of like 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed said this or that. You know, it seems like all the surveys with dentists are 4 out of 5, aren't they?
Yes, that's a little higher than I would have expected. I thought most dentists would delegate it to their office manager and then they'd get off the hook.
Oh, get off the hook. Yeah, I guess not so in this case, but 4 out of 5 dentists. So, now, Dr. Romer, Dr. Tom Romer, dentist at the Iowa 80 truck stop, I am going to give your phone numbers one more time, and then you're going to hang on the line so that we can get you back on the show. Dr. Romer's phone number is 563-284-6161. If you can't remember that, you can always call the actual truck stop itself, which is 563-284-6961. Thanks so much for joining me. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 9, and we'll be here with a great show. Thanks again.